Voting is underway in the 2024 election, and the economy is a big issue. We want to know how your health care, housing, and family care expenses impact your politics. This is Brian Lehrer of WNYC. Join me and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams for our live national election series, America, Are We Ready? We'll open the phones, hear your stories, and learn from the experts. Join us for America, Are We Ready?
Tonight at 8 on WSHU Public Radio. New York Governor Kathy Hochul was in Deer Park yesterday to announce over $5 million in investments for Long Island's volunteer firefighters. Volunteers run almost all of Long Island's 179 fire departments, and Hochul says they're essential to their communities.
You're providing mutual aid and services to all the neighboring communities. I mean, this is the family that I so cherish when I see that selflessness, not just to support people in your own family, but also the neighboring communities. And that is something that we're just so known for here on Long Island.
Hochul says the Deer Park Fire Department will get $3 million to convert a motel into a museum that honors local first responders. The Suffolk County Fire Academy will also get $300,000 to upgrade its training equipment. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Connecticut residents have gotten around $7 million from FEMA after severe flooding in August. The candidates for New York's 4th Congressional District faced off in a debate on News 12 last night. Plus, a newly opened speakeasy in Wallingford hides itself behind an unusual front. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut residents have gotten around $7 million from FEMA to rebuild their homes after August's flood. WSHU's Molly Ingram was in Southbury today with local and federal officials to see some of the remaining damages.
The flooding in August is estimated to have done more than $1 billion worth of damage to the state. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal wants to pass legislation that would allow FEMA to spend money on fortification, not just damage repair.
The 1,000-year storms are now coming every year, whether it's here or in other parts of the country. We need to build for that new normal so that we know it can withstand the winds, the surging tides, the downpour, the tornadoes.
Blumenthal says his top priority when Congress is back in session in November is to secure more funding for FEMA and the Small Business Association. He says both are out of money. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
The candidates for New York's 4th Congressional District took part in a debate hosted by News 12 Long Island last night. Republican incumbent Anthony D'Esposito and Democratic challenger Laura Gillen each defended themselves against accusations of patronage, WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports.
Both candidates denied wrongdoing or ethics violations in their hiring practices, D'Esposito while in Congress, and Gillen as the former Hempstead Town Supervisor. They took questions on immigration, affordable housing, and taxes. Here's D'Esposito on the district's recurring problem with storm flooding.
First, I think what we should point out is what I wouldn't do to support this problem, and that is to just haphazardly support every green energy policy that comes across our desks. I do not support offshore wind.
He said he'd never vote to restrict abortion access, but Gillen challenged him on that.
Actions speak louder than words. Anthony D'Esposito told a reporter that he would probably vote for a national abortion ban. When he got into Congress, he didn't vote for the Women's Health Protection Act. When it came to pushing IVF legislation on the floor, he wouldn't buck his party, and he wouldn't sign a discharge petition to bring that vote bring that bill to a vote. He said that he supports the Dobbs decision.
In their 2022 matchup for the same seat, Gillen lost to D'Esposito by less than 10,000 votes. The district is one of several toss-up races nationwide that could determine which party controls the House. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
A group of New York State Forest Rangers are back from a rescue and recovery mission in western North Carolina. That region was hit hard by Hurricane Helene late last month. Forest Ranger Rob Projacolo led the rescue squad. He says the devastation happened fast.
People talked about having literally 3 inches of water in their house at 7:30 in the morning, grabbing belongings and running to high ground. And within 30 seconds, their house just being washed away by a tidal wave of mountain water coming down, and their house floating away and just being destroyed.
The New York team spent 2 weeks rescuing people, recovering those who'd been killed in the storm, and getting supplies out to areas cut off by the damage. The 1920s meet the 1990s at Wallingford's Gilded Curtain. A look at the newly opened speakeasy is ahead.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
The Amityville School District dropped a lawsuit to keep its Warriors nickname after New York State banned Native American mascots. Amityville had already spent more than $1 million over 4 years to remove Native American imagery from its schools and rebrand. The district says it's already facing financial instability and dropped the suit because of its expense. Connecticut parents are unsatisfied with their children's schools, according to a recent survey. Test scores and attendance rates have improved since the pandemic, but the survey found almost 70% of parents were concerned about their child's preparation for college or the workforce. Con Ken, the organization that released the survey, says this might be because parents aren't engaging in the school system. A Suffolk County police officer and an Islip teacher were arrested for running multiple brothels. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney says the two worked as managers at the American Girls Spa for Frank Saggio, the alleged leader of the operation. The DA says 4 people were involved and each could face up to 25 years in prison. Western Connecticut has some of the highest black bear density in North America. They're now on a mission this fall to consume up to 20,000 calories a day to fatten up before winter. Unfortunately, many have been habituated to equate humans with easy access to high-caloric foods. State wildlife biologist Jason Hawley says if a bear comes into your yard, don't use it as an opportunity to take pictures for Instagram.
What's best for the bear is to put down the camera and from a safe distance, try to scare that bear away, right? Because we don't want it being comfortable. You know, we really push the message that everyone needs to do their part.
For more information on what to do if you encounter a bear, log on to bearwise.org. A newly opened speakeasy in Wallingford, Connecticut, hides itself behind an unusual front. From the street, it's made to look like a 1990s-era video store. It's called the Gilded Curtain, and WSHU's Davis Donovan got a peek behind the curtain.
If you look through the window at the Gilded Curtain's front facade as it appears from Wallingford's Center Street, you'll see VHS tapes from decades ago stacked on shelves. It's eerily familiar for older movie fans.
We really wanted to make a very 90s and even 80s nostalgic of like an old blockbuster.
That's co-owner Sarah Glidden.
So the yellow that we chose today is very similar to the blockbuster that we all grew up with, along with the blue in accent colors that we did as well, to really kind of reawaken that old like nostalgia of, you know, a video rental store.
They found a lot of the videos at Wallingford's local flea market.
My husband also got super creative.
He made DVD case art for movies that never existed, like Threat Level Midnight, the fictional action movie made by Michael Scott in the TV show The Office, or TV shows that came out way after the age of VHS.
Like Game of Thrones absolutely never came out with a VHS, nor did Stranger Things.
And at first glance, it looks like that's all that's going on here. In the back of the room, a Pepsi machine hides the Gilded Curtain's secret. One of the buttons opens a secret door, but it's not immediately apparent which one. As we're talking, 2 women come in for the first time and try to figure it out.
Nope, that's not gonna do it.
No.
You gotta be, there is a trigger for it, so you gotta figure out what the trigger is.
Sarah encourages them, but she won't tell them the secret.
And it's definitely not up there.
Finally, they get the right button. And the Pepsi machine swings open to reveal a secret passageway.
Congratulations, you did it! Yeah, so we actually wanted it to feel like you were stepping through like a portal, basically. So we have the lush greenery with the gilded curtain, literally, that you get to walk through. So, and now you're back into what would be a very reminiscent of like a 1920s, 30s speakeasy.
Chandeliers hang from the ceiling. There are mirrors on the walls and ornate gold-accented furniture. The cocktails all have movie-themed names. And from behind the bar comes the sound of popcorn popping. The smell fills the room.
So definitely, we love the aromatics of the popcorn, but it also reminds you of being like in a movie, you know, movie theater style, which I feel like was something that we were going for.
A couple sits at the end of the bar, David Wolf and Amanda Adinolfi. They've been coming since the beginning. They've seen the curious passersby.
People started to just like walk in, oh, what's this place? What's a VHS rental store doing in the middle of Wallingford in the modern era? And they were just so curious.
It adds like, you know, a little feel of like exclusivity. And it's just fun, right? You know, like it's a little hidden gem that you kind of feel like, oh, I have some insider knowledge and I can be a part of the in crowd by joining in on finding how to get in. So it's a cool little mystery to solve when you're like, yes, I found the secret entrance to get in.
Adults want to go to fun places too.
That's Jeremy Glidden, Sarah's husband and the Gilded Curtains co-owner.
How many people go to Disneyland, Orlando Studios with no kids? They want something unique as well. There's nothing wrong with a good sports bar, but we don't need one on every block. That's kind of what this all is. It's just a little bit of that nostalgia, a little bit of fun.
This is the Glidden's second shop in Wallingford. The other one specializes in tea. It's called Bones and Botanicals. And even though they're branching out, they say they don't have any interest in opening an actual movie rental store. Sorry, these VHS tapes are for display only. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, listen on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Are you looking for a fun night out that will challenge your brain and keep you entertained? Well, you can join WSHU for Wednesday night trivia at Two Roads Brewing Company in Stratford, Connecticut, next Wednesday, October 23rd. Our reporters Ada Usenlar and Molly Ingram will be there to quiz you, and you might just walk away with some exclusive WSHU swag. The doors open at 4 p.m. and the event itself will run from 6:30 to 9. Guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.